Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Ready the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting.
Interface complete.
Salamu. Somebody got me. Y'all know the hell I'm talking about. And what the fuck have you been doing for the past couple of weeks? Because you ain't been on the show studying, goddammit. But you already know what we about to do. This is time to massacre a language Tuesday. And, yeah, and we up in the building with Swahili.
Ooh.
All right, if all you motherfuckers don't
like
it, kiss my ass, because we going to do what we do. And that is motherfucking expose you to the world through languages, and I thought you knew. Live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Now, what we do on Tuesdays, like I say, it's time to master language Tuesday. So, being that I ain't fluent in not Nan language, not even English, we get people influenced in learning other people's languages, you know what I'm saying? And this information comes to you in part by www.BYKI.com, which is beforeyouknowit.com. And yeah, y'all can check that out. Going down real big. And yeah, time to learn the language. And we're talking about Swahili for the rest of the month, you know what I'm saying? My bridge ain't opening yet. I don't know what the is going on. But yeah, we'll get into that in just a minute. So, you know, sit back, ride out, listen to a couple of good tracks before we get off into that, and that's music.
See me aboard.
Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be teamed up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host, Sayonai, from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smell Enterprise at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
And we got the official Miss Mouth fucking A&R music seminar coming back October 3rd. Make sure y'all look out for that. It's going to be a hot event. If you weren't there last time, you know what I'm saying? Be looking out for it this time, you know?
Mail, motherfucker!
Yeah.
I'm sure I should, like, start the track off and say something really cool, like, yeah. You know how rappers always start their song off, like, yeah, I can't even do that, like, I'm, whatever. Yeah. Oh, shit, I did it. I can't even verbalize how good I feel right now. Take a look at where I'm at, where I'm at. Close my eyes, I see space, go there and back. Unknown, friends saying come home, but I'd rather be a king sitting on the sun's throne. Think about it, they all say I'm hot, but if all of this stops, will I at all be on top? Should I even be afraid of rejection? Calling my cousin and she gave me direction. But was I made to accept it through the apocalypse? I'm the major exception. But I'm human, getting pissed at the little things. Frozen solid in my rain, winter breeze. I'm sorry, I'd rather make sense, but I want you to feel me. I don't have to make sense. Emotions conveyed through the sound of my voice. Make it now from a choice. I act on the act of finding a track to rap on. Don't even bother asking, I'm mad gone.
Yeah.
I get, the more that I sit. The more I don't fit in your 4x6 flick. My story too fly, you gotta admit. The odds against me, but my vision won't quit. When they out to get me, I get sick quickly. They say, who you click be? Solo how he sent me. True story, they can't get with me. If they tried, they couldn't forget me. I'm it, B. I'm the beginning and what the end should be. I represent what could be, what would be. The road may get rough, you'll say, why me? Charles, keep dreaming bigger than the I see. A child prodigy, now you're grown, an anomaly. Keep it rough, but in between, spread harmony. Harmony, harmony, harmony. Charles Hamilton, Charles.
Yeah. Chat ain't opening. Yeah, I know. But the bridge is fucked up right now. People out there, I don't know what's going on. But I got a plan for it, goddamn it. That's MC Light and Charles Hamilton right there, y'all.
Timmy!
All right, people. Salamu.
Salamu.
There you go. How about it, Gani?
Yeah, I didn't learn an answer for that.
All right, look, this is what we're going to have to do today, man. Since Blog Talk want to fuck up on the chat room and shit and don't want to open it.
I'm in it.
Yeah, it won't open up on my end, so I shall resort to the back chat. And you guys can check me out on exactchat.com.
DJ Smell So Good Homie Hangout.
Smoosh Cake. Hey, I'm Smoosh Cake. Oh, they click for me. All right. Let's do this here. Boom, ba 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 boom.
Smelly.
You signed in?
I'm there.
Oh. You're going to make me a member of my own damn chat.
Well, you're not logged in as Yona, so.
Oh. Oh, alright. I don't know what the hell going on with Blog Talk, though. That shit ain't open. Alright, people, so, hey, goddamn, if y'all want to chat, shit, bring your ass on over there. Damn it. Only I hear all this goddamn boom, 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 boom bullshit. Alright, well, anyway, we're still rolling, goddamn, you can't keep up. Swahili learning man down. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm just saying. So, we on Swahili once again, people. You know what I'm saying? Sign the Master Language Tuesday. Do a little something different, though, because how you gonna learn a language when you don't know you talking to, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, you ever did a search of yourself? Just typing in your name and see what popped up?
Oh, yeah, sure. Multiple times.
This shit crazy, man. I got like 10 pages of shit. And I'm like, I don't remember going on half of this shit. Blueberry.com. I'm like, what the fuck is a blueberry? I'm all on blueberry. I got a profile and everything. I'm like, okay. Thank you.
Is it really you or?
Yeah. It's got all my shows reblogged on it. All my fucking shows reblogged on it. Don't ask me. Weird. Pretty weird. iHeartRadio. I don't remember signing up for that. But okay. There's Exact Chat that popped up. And last but not least, let's see. iClips, which doesn't even work anymore. Government name out there on Daily Motion. Rock You, yeah. I got little slides on Rock You. Groupcard.com for Juton. Right there, holding y'all down. DJ Smells Good. Hey, Juton, we at the Mike Henderson Show. Who the hell is that? I'm on angry.tv. Damn, how did I get on that? Okay, I'm going to click on a couple of these links, people. I'm going to click on a couple of these links, see what the hell is going on. This must be by Mrs. Tasha Triple X. Yeah, Miss Tasha Triple X, this is what she made. Okay. That'll explain it. She made a virtual card, and I signed it. You know what I'm saying? I signed it. Yeah, I signed it. Let's see. Did they write back or something on the motherfucker?
But exactly how does this sit in and learn a language Tuesday?
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't.
But if y'all understand what I'm saying, then goddamn, you learn the language. Yeah, there you go. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
You sure?
Talking English, are you?
Ox blah blue blah.
Yeah, I should DJ you.
Alright, well, I see my little comment on there. I wrote my little sweet nothings on there. Yeah, right. Alright, well, I don't want to see what the hell anger.tv is, though. It's just weird how you get reposted on shit. Like, what the hell?
Awesome.
I sent a message to Obama. Why am I on here? Surprise me with another DJ. Who the fuck? Who the Funkin' Wagner is going on, man? What the Funkin' Wagner is going on?
I have DJ, no idea.
Tech, Motion. I mean, why in the hell am I listed here, though?
Maybe they made a list of the top 10 DJs of the world, and you're in it?
As far as having the funniest name, I am. I got number one, goddammit. I'm the world's funniest name DJ. Look it up on Yahoo. It'll pop up. Type in funniest names you ever heard, or DJ names you ever heard. And my name pops up. I was laughing. Funny to me. But that was a while ago. I don't know, people, why I'm on anger.tv, but I'm trying to type my name in and see what the fuck pops up. Fuck it. You always need to know the information that's out there, people. You know what I'm saying? You need to know what's out there. God damn, and all this shit pulls up. What the fuck?
That's quite a list of names, by the way.
Huh?
I am looking at the DJ names.
Oh, yeah.
I guess yours is the S.
Hey. Are you on Yahoo?
No, I just clicked a random name. Hey, they didn't put you in. Well, stupid assholes.
What?
My site. The
what
Yahoo.
What's that? Oh. Nah, it's one of them Yahoo questions and answer type shits. That's what it is. Alright, well. Anyways. Alright, well, people, you know, we gotta take a break. We gotta get to some music first. And then, of course, we'll be getting into Swahili. Oh, I guess we're supposed to start. Salamo! Damn it. No, well, that ain't why he was there.
Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. Fucker, the shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual.
Sorry about that.
Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. Fucker, the shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. How the fuck you get money with this minimal try? Use a fake motherfucker telling minimal lies. Saying you got the block lock with only minimal ties. Saying you run the block hot with only minimal dies. Your life ain't worth shit, it's like minimal lies. How the fuck you gonna rush me with this minimal guys? I get a motherfucking gun to hear a million cries. You think you got coming when I cover the sky? Anyway, back to the minimal talk. You say you fucking hot with only minimal sparks. You ain't a dog, you a puppet with this minimal bark. You ain't a life for the party, keep the minimal talk. You know you ain't packing shit. Why you gripping your dick? You're still full motherfucker from the split in your lip. You walk around with paper clips, you know where it is. We're an American's economy that doesn't even exist. What the fuck, I just heard that you're raising your wit. So you rap about shit and you don't own this shit. Youngster, yo,
yo,
youngster, yo, okay. Why niggas even act that hard? When it don't fall like my gun shows on retard. Young nigga, no brain, I'm a retard. Rain hollers on your head like rain from God. Until you thought your niggas ass on no guard. Till you see my face, your ass on no guard. Unless the drugs is a product exposed to me, garbage. Yo, yo, pick up the pace of defense to race. But I'm a winner, send my goons for killing my fucking nemesis. It's all the race without me, like I'm the genesis. I'm the man behind the gun, I make it fire clear. Fire nigga for the life on the ball spin. Okay. Leave a nigga topless like a cutlass. Okay. Cutlass and use it for the nigga's hardness. Okay. Like a crack in my cake, hit the target. PSP hit my flakes on the star shit. Okay. Got a problem with living, I can solve it.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, boy. Okay, here comes the pain. I got the automatic hanging like a dog leash. Perfect, real peace, good fight. I don't give a fuck if you call police. I don't like peace, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm coming from water when it's so cold. On the block, so hot, on the block, stay cut. Come on, let me hear a girl, looks like dreadlock. Yeah, I feel the cut, and I read them dreadlock. Sick of kids running around like a Samson. Just around to that nigga with no mask on. Grabbing you with no test.
Ain't nothing
grabbing you when you're through with no mask on. I don't know what to be like, what to be like. Better see like something she's like. When the shot gets puffin', ain't no stopping. Somebody's up and having to take nothing.
Yo, I'm setting up in all these fucking grounds. They talk hard when a nigga hang around. Yo, when it comes to a mix, the niggas keep it still. Y'all niggas really ain't real. We the type of niggas that'll get your ass killed. Keep a fucking head in the freezer, that's still. Next time you in your mouth, man, the beats don't spill. Now I know you wanna keep it all back. Watch out, I got the name Jack. See the stories you tell her from the movies you've seen. But I just record what I've seen from the crime scene. Check my record, homie, I ain't green. I've been hustling since I was 13. Ready to drop bombs and make cream. Lactic entertainment, dog, that's my American dream. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just spiritual, fucker. The shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just spiritual. The shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual.
Grabbing a barrel, don't want misses.
fight against each other. More than all be out of each other. Racism on each time. In a big barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Stop in a barrel. Full bad mind. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man.
Yeah, people, you already know what to do. Yeah. The bridge today, but yeah, it's not opening for me.
I'm still in it.
Yeah, what the hell is going on? Open up Internet Explorer. I'm using Mozilla, so I don't know if that's.
Me too.
That's calling me. I always get that script error bullshit. Your scripts are down or some dumb shit.
Scripts took too long to execute.
Yeah, what in the hell? How am I listed on this shit? They got my name listed in the damn Eternal Police Investigation. Let's see, what for? Fresno. What the hell? Why am I
linked to this shit?
I don't know, people, but my name is Hooked Up in Hartford, Connecticut. And I am the author, so-called author of this whatever the hell. Subject of internal police investigation. Right. That's not me, people. First video clips. EVTV1, was I on that? Let's find out. People, if y'all wonder what the hell I'm talking about, I'm talking about checking yourself out on the internet, you know what I'm saying, doing a search of your name and seeing what pops up. You might be surprised, you might not, you know what I'm saying, you might not find anything at all, you might find a whole bunch of shit that you didn't even fucking know, you know what I'm saying. And, yeah, that's what I'm finding out. Sick but natural. And what did I make a comment on? Oh, witch doctor. Yeah, I remember that. The witch doctor skull operation. My dude opened up this man's skull and shit, and then left his brain open and shit, took a smoke break, and it came back. I'm like, hell nah. Hold on, I'll drop you a link for that. That was pretty gory. Why the hell I hear music playing? Do I got music playing on my thing? Get the music cover from. Oh. Freaking out, people. It's damn WTMP and shit playing. So that WTMP 1150 AM. It's our little home radio station down here. Holding it down for the Tampa Bay area. Log in. Bitch, I don't want to log in. I just want to watch the damn video. Alright. I've earned 2 credits. Yay. Alright. Anyways, Timmy, we got somebody knocking at the door. Alright, people, I don't know what the f*** is going on, but aggravation. I don't know what the f*** is going on, but aggravation.
Timmy!
All right, there you go. I don't know what the hell happened, but, yeah. What's that?
What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm about to say something to BTR.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed,
and enough stress, man. Blog Talk is enough today. Chat's not opening. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The bridge.
Still
so
on.
Not open. Well, no, he say, sign, I say he in there.
Yeah, I'm still in there. I'm the only one, though.
Just on my end, it's screwing me over. But anyway, how about a Ghani?
What, where, when, why?
Did you pay any attention last week, Angel?
Salamu.
How dare
Salamu.
You?
Salamu.
Right. This is what I'm saying, people. This is what I'm talking about right here. Okay? She's a prime example. Of reading is fundamental. And listening is what it's all about. Got to learn, people. We got to learn each other. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna happen. You might find yourself in Swahili one day or something like that. You might find yourself there, yeah. And then all you need to know is Salamu Abadigani. And you're good to go. Hello, how are you? Alright, people. Y'all like I'm talking Spanish or something. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But today is Tuesday's time to master a language. And that's what we shall do. Make sure you go and download your software, www.byki.com, for all your free language learning software. And take care of all your language learning needs. And we're going to see if we can get a chat started up on have some ragged ass phone. Using Internet Explorer. Right, damn it. Get this phone in his ass, man. It's fucking sucking. Wait, what my other phone there? Maybe it's a ragged ass cord. Alright, then is the chat even gonna start? Fuck, man. Start the goddamn shit. I don't know what's going on today, man. Everything is screwy. Okay, what the hell was that? Bring up the chat, but no chat room. Right. I'll buy that for $1. Right. You've just watched The Skull Doctor. You ever seen that there Heavenly Angel? Somebody open up somebody's skull and Ooh. Just go to work on it. Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Oh. Thought I was going to gross you out and shit. You're already been grossed out.
I can watch that kind of stuff.
Not me. I don't do the ER and all that type of shit.
Well, I used to not be able to. I got used to it.
Yeah, but I mean, he taking a regular knife. Yeah, he cutting the dude's head straight the fuck over.
Yeah.
Man, y'all crazy as hell. Ugh. Well, I got to drop the link so everybody can get gross like me. You grossed out, people. Yeah, throw up. There you go, saying I eat. All right, anyways.
What's the language of the day? Is it
Swahili?
No.
Swahili.
Oh, still working on Swahili?
What do you mean? We just started, woman.
Oh. I'm late. Hey.
What the hell are they doing to the man's head, man? Damn, that shit gross. Wow. That motherfucker is crazy. You see that shit?
I'm looking at it now. No sterile equipment.
No, man. And the man, no anesthetic. This dude just laying there with his fucking head split open. And do all that and take a goddamn beer break.
Sanity.
Sick but natural.
Yeah. Hey, you see my comment. Right.
Posted in 2006.
Right. No, I can fucking say that. Like, all right. Damn. Human Slinky. Well,
thank you. That's
very
really
welcome.
Something
hope
I needed.
I hope you were eating something. Or it doesn't really work.
No, I wasn't, but it doesn't really bother me. I was ranting faces of that movie, and I was watching that all the time while eating. Everybody else stopped eating but me, and I thought, hey, that's more for me.
Alright, I know. You ever seen the Human Slinky at the little basketball game?
Human Slinky, yes. No.
No.
Wow. Well, go down the same page. Go down to the bottom and click on where it says Human Slinky. I've seen that before. Kind of sucks. Dude ain't in a fucking slinky suit and shit.
The same page. Go down where it says Slinky.
Go down to the bottom of the page or towards the bottom of the page. It says Slinky or some shit like that. Human Slinky.
Human Slinky at halftime.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We're going to Iraq Uncensored. Dun-dun-dun. You know, Iraq guy always got some old crazy shit going on. Stoning motherfuckers or something. Sorry, you've reached a page that has been... All right. God damn it. Hey, they got old Magnum P.I. on here. Check them out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
David Hasselhoff hooked on. Who cares?
What did you do last night, Melly?
Oh, aggravated myself, man. Fucking got aggravated.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I had a very aggravating day. I had a very aggravating day, period, man. Fucking Monday sucked ass, man.
I don't hear joy in your voice today.
Yeah.
Going down, huh?
I had a bunch of fucking crabs, man, surrounded by the fucking crabs, you know what I'm saying, in a sea of bullshit. So,
It wasn't sharp, huh?
No.
Sharks, no.
Fucking crabs. I feel safer around sharks, not crabs. No, it's just motherfuckers, man. Just, you know, just be taking advantage of silly situations, you know what I'm saying? And I was working on a project yesterday, and motherfucking dude, well, my cousin let me borrow his little food stamp card and shit. And, you know, he's selling me some stamps and shit. So I get the card and shit, but hell, before I can even use the damn card, some bitch blew me up all fucking day, asking me for the goddamn money. I'm like, well, goddamn, man. When you gave me the card, you told me shit. You know what I'm saying? When I get the money, to give you the money and shit. So, therefore, when I make the money, I give you your goddamn money. I had to cuss his ass out, man. I was like, call my fucking phone. So, it was just a very aggravating day. It was a very aggravating day. And,
did you get what you needed?
Not really. I was supposed to be burning up a damn movie. My damn DVD burner went down on me and shit. Just shit, and more shit. You know what I'm saying?
And now Blog Talk is giving you trouble?
Yeah. And they're just coming right on in there with their handful of joy and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, do what we gotta do, people. We gotta fucking survive. You know? At least the damn switch is open, jeez. Normally the time the fucking switch don't even be open because these dumbasses don't even open up the switch, so, hey. Something's fucking working, you know what I'm saying? Something's better than fucking nothing. Shit. Alright, let me get off of this old crackhead, crack bullshit. Like a crackhead watching all these old dumbass little clips and shit. And if you want to be a crackhead, go and watch EVTV and click on some of those. You'll be cracked out, man. I'm fucking feel like a crackpot right now. I've been fucked up, people. I'm fucked up, people. No weed to soothe the pain. Yeah.
There's where the pain lies, right there.
How can you live with that?
Yeah. Well, today's show is over, people. No fucking weed. I'm out here. No.
You ain't got no buck? You ain't got a buck, baby?
No, I got shit. Shit ass. Who the hell is Shelly T?
Who?
Are you asking
anybody?
Me?
Who?
I'm asking everybody. I don't know who the hell she was. The murder of Shelly T.
Don't know.
Found ass outside. Fucked up. Dead in a doornail. Ain't that a bitch?
Shelly Tate.
Well, it's at the bottom. It's on that same shit as at the bottom. Everybody, you know, everybody has fantasized how you would want to die and shit.
Quick?
Yeah, you know, I'm always down there. Yeah, I want to die in some pussy. Yeah, I think that's kind of nasty, though. You know what I mean? I would want a bitch dying on top of me and shit. Yeah, bitch, get your ass. Oh, now I got rigor mortis pussy on me. Got dead pussy on me. I beat the pussy till it died. Wow. Never having sex again, people. Never having sex again. But, yeah, some people have that dream, you know what I'm saying? I don't personally fantasize about dying. When it happens, hey, fucking happens, you know what I'm saying? All right, I think we might have some success because I didn't get to 90% the last time on the chat room. Let's see if he wants to open up this time. With 20 minutes left to the goddamn show, you son of a bitch. Anyways, man, can we, I don't know.
Massacring the show today.
Yeah,
we didn't learn a lot of languages today. Hey, did you see the new did you see the new trailer for the Jackass 3D movie?
Oh man, nope. But just because you said that name, that ought to tell you something, people. Jackass the movie, yeah, that's coming out.
I'm watching it right now. That'll be posted in the other chat room.
Yeah. You ever seen the movie, though? Did you watch one of the movies?
Yeah, I saw one of the movies.
With the, when they were sitting in the big-ass shopping cart? The old
shopping cart?
Man, it's some fucking idiots, man.
Well, right there, they got a huge, huge air cushion lying on top of the water, and they get launched from, I don't know how, which height, pretty high, and they got launched from the air cushion up into the air, and then everybody is aiming at them with, what's it called? Air gun? No? Those paintball.
Oh, paintball.
Paintball guns.
Hell no.
Hell yes.
Alright, people. Well, the new Jackass 3D movie is set to launch. When did the movie actually come out, though?
I don't know, pretty soon, I guess.
So there's only, what, 15 minutes left of the show? You only got an hour going today?
Nah, I'm just hypothetically speaking, you know.
Wow.
We have plenty of time, people, plenty of fucking time to hear my fucking
the time to get
voice.
My nutty on, too?
Yeah, they got to do it in a porta potty. Hell nah. man. He'll launch his ass in the air in the porta potty. Yeah, motherfucker, stupid.
Hope it's not full.
Oh, yeah, that's what he thought. When he jump off of the balloon, they shoot him with, talking about pool. Hell nah, man. Damn. He chopped down a tree with him on top of it. Damn! Hell nah. God damn. That motherfucker said high five. He got hit with a big ass hand and shit. I mean, a big ass hand. Damn. Yeah, all right, people. So if you're not, you know, you're not a squeamish type person, you can definitely watch Jackass videos. But if you're easily offended, yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and do a review, people. Let's do a review here. Not the Italian. How do you know I'm all Italian? La Aeroporto. Here we go. This way. This way. All right. Oh, no. What I meant to do is give you a little background on this one. That's what I meant to do. All right. If this might be goddamn Mozilla fucking up today. That might be what it is. Cause this is sucking ass. Freaking sucking ass, people. It's freaking sucking ass. Now it's not even refreshing. What is that all about? What the f*** is going on? Alright, people, I'm about to get fucking aggravated again. Kick this goddamn computer in his ass if it had one. But it doesn't, so hey, I guess I'll be saving myself a swift kick on that one, won't I? Alright. Goddamn, man, what the f*** is going on? Right, people, I'm getting fucking really pissed off, you know. Alright, how the hell I got out? Fuck the Rosetta Stone. Kiss ass Rosetta Stone. Swahili, or Kiswahili, is a Bantu language spoken by various ethnic groups. Man, this shit sounds like a bunch of blah, 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 my motherfucking ear to you. I know this game from back to front. If it's about that product, I know what they want. Hustling, I know what like. Yeah. Get that shit out of here, man. Goddamn, hey, you make a song called Blah Blah Blah. Man, get the fuck out of here, you uncreative son of a bitch. You.
Oh, you want to do a kick it with the blah blah blah.
Bloody. Alright, good old mariachi music. Can't go wrong with the mariachi people. Can't fucking go wrong. But, anyways, it's a Bantu language spoken by various ethnic groups that inhabit several large stretches. All right, you too fucking loud. Getting on my fucking nerves, y'all. You're getting on my nerves. You know? All right, yeah, Babalese, goddamn it. Can't go wrong with porn, no. Fuck it. That inhabit several large stretches from the Indian Ocean coastline from northern Kenya to northern Mozambique, including the Comoros Islands. Although only 5 to 10 million people speak it as their native language, Swahili is a national or official language of four nations, namely Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Sounds like Washington, D.C. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Within the Congo, as in much of East Africa, it often acts as a lingua franca. And it is the only language historically African in origin among the official working languages of the African Union. Wow. Didn't know that. See where it comes from. About 35% of the Swahili vocabulary derives from the Arabic language, gained through more than 12 centuries of contact with Arabic-speaking inhabitants of the coast of Zanj. It also has incorporated Persian, German, Portuguese, English, and French words into its vocabulary through contact during the last 5 centuries. Swahili has become a second language spoken by tens of millions in Tanzania, Kenya, and Congo. And the neighboring nations of Uganda made Swahili a required subject in primary school in 1992. Although this mandate has not been well implemented, and declared it in official language in 2005 in preparation for the East African Federation. Oh, didn't know there was one, but okay. A lot of information on this. The earliest known documents written in Swahili are letters written in Kilwa, K-I-L-W-A, Kilwa, in 1711 in Arabic alphabet. They were sent to the Portuguese of Mozambique and their local allies. The original letters are now preserved in the historical archives of Goa, India. Another ancient written document is an epic poem in the Arabic script titled Untindi wa Tambuka, the history of Tambuka. It is dated 1728, and the Latin alphabet has become standard under the influence of European colonial powers. Matali, example, Haraka, Hayana Baraka, hurry, hurry, has no blessing. Wordplay, risque or suggestive puns and lyric rhyme are deeply inscribed in Swahili culture in form of Swahili parables, proverbs, and allegory. Mathali is uncovered globally within Swa rap music. It provides the music with rich culture, historical, and local textures and insight. Now we need to look up what the hell is Swa rap. Right. Swahili rap. That's what I want to hear, God damn it. Let me hear some Swahili rap. Oh, I wouldn't know, people. Wouldn't know. All right. This is a need to know. This is definitely a need to know. Something right here you need to know. This is pronunciation. So when we get into, you know, breaking this shit down, everybody be able to pronunciate correctly. All right, then. Blah, 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 blah. Swahili is unusual among sub-Saharan languages in having lost the feature of lexical tone. With the exception of the numerically important Mvita dialect, and the dialect of Kenya's second city, the Indian Ocean port of Mombasa. Say it again, Mombasa. Oh, that was Mufasa, my bad.
Mombasa.
Mombasa. All right, let's give it to vowels. Standard Swahili has five vowel phonemes, R, E, I, and U. I guess that's what the C is. The pronunciation of the phoneme U stands between International Phonetic Alphabet U and O. Vowels are never reduced regardless of stress. The vowels are pronounced as follows. A is pronounced like the A in father. Ah, ah, father. E is pronounced like the E in bed. So anytime you see the E, it's actually E, like E, E. I, E, I. I is pronounced like the I in sky. C, which is pronounced like the O in or, which is a backward C, people. It's not a forward C. It's a backwards or, yeah, backward C. So it's pronounced like the O or in or. And then you have U, which is pronounced like the U in bassoon. So y'all, U, bassoon. So yeah, I, A, I, or, U. Swahili has no diphthongs. I don't know what the hell a diphthong is, but in vowel combinations, each letter is pronounced separately. Therefore, the Swahili word for leopard, chui, is pronounced chui with hiatus. Okay. So it's chui. Chui.
Chui.
The leopard. Chui. Because, you know, the I is in sky, so you would actually pronounce the I. So chui. Chui. The U. Chui.
I.
Chui. C-H-U-I. Chui. Chui.
Chui.
Chui. Chu-I. And then it has a whole breakdown of the consonants, which I'm not a school teacher, so probably can't teach you how the shit sounds. But, yeah, you can go and study it for yourself. And a couple of notes here. The nasal stops are pronounced as separate syllables when they appear before a plosive. M-toto. M-toto. Is a child. Which, yeah, means child. Nili nilim paiga, nila nilim paiga, ni li m paiga, which I like that because they break it down. Ni li m paiga, see the eyes you actually pronounce, yeah, which means hit him.
Hit him.
Yeah, well, or
hit him up or hit him.
I hit him. Yeah, ni li m paiga. I hit him. Why would you have
they
that?
Learn that
with
in a
child. Yeah, you know, they're like, you, okay. I guess they beat their kids too. And pre-nasalized stops are decomposed into two syllables when the word would otherwise have one. MBWA, Mbawa, Mbawa is a dog. However, elsewhere this doesn't happen. Ndizi, Ndizi, which is a banana, has two syllables, ndi, ndi, with a dot, zi, so it's ndi, zi, as does ninda, which is what, nida, ninda, n-e-n-d-a, which is ni-enda, ni-enda, not ninda, which means go, it's ni-enda. Wow, see, I can learn a lot better with this shit all broken down, you know what I'm saying? I need to write motherfucking BYKI and tell them that, hey, you guys need to break your shit down in syllables. Because it, you know, it assists. I'm just saying, hell, y'all learn from me, and I don't break shit down. I get to you straight up like I see it. Shit ain't broken down for me, so goddamn it, I got to get like I see it. Let's try to get some more porn music started here, people. Couple more minutes to the news, and we'll get into some news. It's fucking sucking today, people. Just feel like I want to join the goddamn military. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Let's see if they cheer me up real quick.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Go to bid66.com right now.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm fucking sucking, people. I miss my cue. You know what I'm saying? I miss my fucking cue. Shit. So,
that's a visual there, boy.
Yeah, fuck it. Let me play some Britney.
I think I farted again. I made people leave. Offended my friends. Oh, baby, I just gave it a push. But I didn't know it was that.
Hey, Britney! The hell about it with that shit. That shit.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, thank you. Get the fuck up out of here. All right, people. Alright, because y'all should have did that the first time. Should actually told you about the language before you get into the language, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, the fricatives, in parentheses, T-H-D-H-K-H-G-H, are borrowed from Arabic. Many Swahili speakers pronounce them as S, Z, H, R, respectively. Swahili or orthography does not distinguish aspirated from tenuous consonants. What the fuck is up with all these goddamn big stupid ass words, man? Jeez, people, just talk fucking plain English. Man. When nouns in the end class begin with plosives, they are aspirated. Timbo. Timbo. Palm wine. But Timbo, Te-embo, is an elephant in some dialects. Oh, okay. So,
Timbo?
Otherwise, yeah, Timbo, T-E-M-bo.
Timbo.
Timbo, not timber. Not the past tense
Timbo.
Of timber either. No, the tree has already fallen. It has timboed. No. Otherwise, aspirated consonants are not common. Some writers mark aspirated consonants with an apostrophe. Te-embo. Swahili L and R are merged for many speakers. The extent to which this is demonstrated generally depends on the original mother tongue spoken by the individual, and are often both realized as alveolar, lateral flap. Okay. A sound between a flapped R and an L. This is also found in Japanese. When somebody graduates college in languages, please reteach whatever the fuck I just said to me, because, yeah, I don't fucking know, but sounds good. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, right. In common with all Bantu languages, Swahili grammar arranges nouns into a number of classes. The ancestral system had 22 classes, counting singular and plural, as distinct according to the Meinhof system, with most Bantu languages sharing at least 10 of these. Swahili employs 16, six classes that usually indicate singular nouns, five classes that usually indicate plural nouns, and a class for abstract nouns, a class for variable infinitives used as nouns, and three classes to indicate location. And motherfuckers sit up here and talk about the English language is hard to learn. Shit. We don't break our shit down like that. You know what I'm saying?
It depends where you're from, I guess.
Damn. Okay, well, okay. Let's see. Persons. The prefix would be M, Mu, or Wa. In singular, M2. Translation means person. In plural, Watu is persons. Okay. I'm not finna even get into all of that. Cause,
yeah.
That's, yeah.
Strange
that's a little,
you're talking about.
Yeah. A little too much into that there, people. Yeah. All right, we're gonna cover our three cards, and then we're getting into the nutty news. 13 cards, people. Faster you guys get through it, faster we get into the nutty news. Deal. All right. All right, there we go. All right, Samahani can also mean pardon me or I'm sorry, which in this essence it means excuse me. Samahani.
Samahani.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna spell it so you know make it a little bit easier. Can't do the you know. The syllable, whatever the consonant, whatever the hell they just did, but hey, I'll do the best. S-A-M-A-H-A-N-I. Samahani. Let's make sure this sounds right. Samahani, that is correct.
Samahani.
Samahani. Alright. Angel, heavenly angel. Samahani.
Samahani.
All right.
Saw my honey.
Saw my honey.
All right. And what does it mean?
Excuse me.
Get the hell out
no,
of here.
No, I asked you what did it mean, brother. You don't have to get rude. Played right into my hands like silly putty, you know? All right.
How about is that you and me?
Yeah. Abari Zagioni.
Abari Zagioni.
Abari Zagioni. Abari Zagioni. Good evening.
Abari Zagioni.
The train. And we'll wait. And we're waiting.
I can mute
and
myself.
And we're waiting some more.
Passengers going by.
It's a freight train. There's no passenger train.
Oh, freight train. All right.
Yeah, if it was a passenger train, you'll hear, hey, sign up, throw me some weed. Well, at least if I was on that train. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't hope that they see me in here.
Oh.
Bugging me for weed. Leave me alone, people.
No. Okay, people. Abari Zagioni.
Abari Zagioni.
Okay, spelling it out for you. H-A-B-A-R-I space Z-A space J-I-O-N-I. Abari Zagioni.
Abari Zagioni.
Which is good evening. Take it from the top there, Heavenly Angel.
Abari Zagioni.
Gioni. Gioni.
The homie.
The homie. Jesus.
The body Zagioni.
Yeah, I said it right.
Shit. I'm wondering why the fuck she's speaking Swahili. She sound goddamn, what's it called? She sound a little Korean and shit. Abari Zagioni. What the fuck is that? Not a Korean woman speaking Swahili and shit. Alright.
Mihani.
You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? Good evening, people. Okay. Good morning. Habari za asubuhi.
What?
Habari za asubuhi.
Asubuhi. H-A-B-A-R-I space Z-A space A-S-U-B-U-H-I. Habari za asubuhi.
Sound like I want some booty.
Yeah. Hari za want some booty. Yeah, I could see that as good morning. I could see that as good morning. Yeah. Habari za asubuhi. Okay.
Heavenly Angel will do just fine. And, yeah, what did we speak Swahili? What was that again? The country's not named Swahili. Zambia?
No. There's the District of Columbia, Kenya, Tanzania. It's like four different countries, actually speaking. Yeah.
That's some good info, you know, if we travel our trip.
Yeah. Three countries, Tanzania, Kenya, and, yeah, the District Republic of the Congo, where it is an official or native language.
Yeah, the Congo is former Zambia. It was named Zambia.
Yeah, and also Uganda. Yeah, so you got to, really, anybody in that motherfucking area would most likely probably speak it, though. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, hold on. Kiswahili. Let me give you but this shit is in goddamn day language. What the hell? I didn't ask for it in their native language. Right. Can I translate this page? Yeah. Translate this page into English. There you go. Yeah, translating the page. All right, here we go. Kiswahili is the language of the Bantu, with many terms of Arabic spoken in a large area of East Africa. Okay. The language has a great wealth of terms and phrases and proverbs and poems and proverbs of Vinton Diwali and songs. It is used in various schools to teach religious education and the world, and there are many books. Baili Bayo Tungwa, using this language with amazement, or Hekaya, or story, or novel.
Hey, what happened to three cards, and we're going to the Nadi News?
Oh, well, yeah, I had to take a little commercial break there, you know.
Goofy bonus and the Block Talk chat room, by the way.
Alrighty then. Well, since I can't get in there, shouts out to you, my Blacksican friend. Alrighty. Okay,
and,
yeah, that's the last card.
He posted a link to a job he's probably applying for. The job title is Marijuana Grower, Chef, Hushmaker, Speaking English. Cannabis Educational Program is seeking an expert cannabis horticulturist for speaking engagements. Must be an expert in indoor-outdoor growing, aeroponics, hydroponics, hash making, must know grow room setup, etc., etc., etc. Hey, that sounds like a job for me.
Sounds perfect. How much? How much is
$75 an hour, but it's part-time.
Damn. Where's that at? I'll be moving, shit.
It's a Craigslist link. I can't see the location.
Oh, shit. It's probably in California somewhere.
That'd be California.
All right, people, last one. Mbari za Asubuhi.
Yeah,
all right, Angel.
Want some booty. That's all I get.
Asubuhi.
Asubuhi.
Abadi
za. Abadi
za. Asubuhi.
Kabuli.
Yeah, you putting cake and all that in there. Asubuhi.
Is this not massacre language or what?
Hey.
Sounds like it.
That's what we're doing, people.
All righty then. I'm doing it right.
It's like, there is no wrong way, you know what I'm saying?
That's
shit.
Right.
Yeah. Abadi za Asubuhi.
Only speak the language of love, baby.
I hear you. I only speak the language of smoke. Yeah.
Smoke that, language. Man.
And I'm not speaking that very well today, so that's probably telling you my state of mind right now.
I'll smoke for the two of us.
Need some tough
pass. Yeah, man, it's fucking sucking right now. All right, people, you know what time it is.
Tuesday night we go and visit your mother, but Wednesday when we make it.
Try to get a little nutty here, people. Well, let's get a little nutty.
It's when everything is right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's been nice. It's been nice.
Alright, people, it's time.
Smiling.
Hold on, let me
get the Craigslist of the Bay Area, by the way. So I guess that's California.
Oh, the Bay Area? San Francisco?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where my sister lives?
Uh-huh, so that's California.
You said Craigslist?
Yeah, Craigslist.
All right, I forgot. Oh, they got jobs on there? Let me look on this goddamn Craigslist.
Yeah, they got jobs.
They got jobs on
category.
Every corner. Medical marijuana.
What? Let me see in Florida then. Shit, y'all speaking my language.
Oakland
I will
was the
work.
First city
now.
To open up their shop.
Who that?
Oakland, in the Bay Area. They were one of the first to open up the marijuana medical marijuana shop.
Wow. Crazy.
I'm a fan of that. Medical marijuana shop.
Well, these crazy motherfuckers down here is buying the legal weed out the stores now and smoking it, so that ought to tell you something. People do not give a fuck about what they smoke. They only want to get high. Right. So what am I looking for? How did you find that? Skill, trade, craft?
There's category jobs.
Now I'm saying it's a whole goddamn... 1,000. You got everything. You know what I'm saying? Oh, medical and health? Is that what I should look under?
Try that.
Let's see what it does, people. Scam alert. Affiliate scammers are posting bogus ads promising non-existent employment, paid research trials, and other compensation, but then notifying replies that they'll need to jump through a hoop first, directing them to background checking services, credit checking or reporting sites, sites where you are instructed to enter your resume or other personal information, sites where you are asked to sign up for a free trial offer, sites offering training or education, sites offering a system for making money, survey or focus group sites, sites designed to deliver malware or misuse your identifying information, all in hopes of earning affiliate marketing commissions or otherwise profiting at the expense of persons seeking employment. Lots of variations on the scam that generally involves dangling non-existent compensation and then directing you to a website where you are asked to sign up for something. Use your credit card or input personal information such as your email address. So, this is a fun fact. If you are able to determine a scammer's affiliate ID and report it to their affiliate marketing program, this will often result in termination of the scammer and confiscation of the scammer's ill-gotten gains by the affiliate program. So, don't take everything for what it's worth, you people. You know what I'm saying? It could be lying. All right. All I see is a bunch of fucking caregivers. Behavior assistant needed. Okay. Chiropractic, billing supervisor, we got health, it's a bunch of healthcare shit, people. Phlebotomist, dental work, third hour, medical work, clerk meetings, IV certified, medical billing. I can do licensed massage therapists. Let's see here, field, homemaking, companionship. Dietary manager, ultrasound. Nothing says weed, damn it.
Not in Florida.
What kind of shit is that, man? Can't, damn it. I want to fucking do a medical study. Shit. Only if it's the weed, people. Only if it's the weed. Alright, well, fuck it. I'll look for a job later on. Because we're in Washington, Dicks on Chicks. Yeah. Starting this thing on off, people, where students at Lincoln Memorial told to stop singing national anthem. Goddamn right. Shit, be patriotic. What kind of shit is that? Oh, a group of high school students attending a conservative leadership conference in Washington, D.C., said they were ordered by a security guard to stop singing the national anthem during a visit to the Lincoln Memorial. They told them to stop singing, said Evan Gossman, a spokesman for the Young Americans Foundation. I was taken aback. What the fuck is that? All right. You wouldn't expect a display of national patriotism to be censored. Wow. Pretty sure there was a non-valid explanation, but okay. This is America, goddammit. There's no such thing as patriotism. Oh, Did I say that live?
Sorry.
I guess I did. All right, people, got some good news coming up for you. UK is back in the headlines, but not yet. All right. Let's go over here to Idaho. Boise, to be exact, where four men feared drowned after joke gone awry. Yeah. The men were feared drowned during a boating trip, leaving five young children adrift on the boat. One of the men was standing near the edge of the boat when another one thought it would be funny to push him overboard. He couldn't swim. The second man jumped in, then the third jumped in. The last adult on the boat managed to grab a life jacket before jumping in to try to save the other three wearing it. Right. Fucking dumbasses. You got kids on the fucking boat. Nobody got motherfucking life jackets on. But why the fuck, if you can't swim, wouldn't you have a goddamn life preserver jacket on anyways?
How many got killed? Three guys jumped in without a life jacket. That's pretty rough.
Four.
Water. Yeah, a three
four.
Without a life jacket. The fourth
right.
grabbed the life jacket.
Grabbed the life jacket. I guess he must have saved them. All right, fuck it, people. I'll give you some more. All right. This additional information comes to you from OregonLive.com, where the original article is, okay, posted. Jeffrey said the children in the boat were between 2 and 9. One found a cell phone and called 911 after the men began struggling in the water. The last adult on the boat managed to grab a life jacket before jumping in to try to save the other three, but he wasn't wearing it and may have only hooked an arm through the device. Meanwhile, the breezy weather caused the boat to drift away from the men. Authorities have not released the names of the missing men to give their families time to notify the relatives. All were described as being in their 20s and 30s from Pocatello, Idaho. Two were brothers. Alcohol was found on the boat, but it wasn't clear if the men were intoxicated. All the children were wearing life jackets. Well, that's smart. There were enough jackets on the boat for the adults, but none were wearing them. Dumbasses. The boat also had a square flotation device that could have been deployed, but wasn't, such as a buoy. And I guess panic is a contributing factor. The children called emergency workers at 7:40 p.m. soon after the men went overboard. It didn't take Marine Patrol deputies long to find them and get them to safety. Diving team started their search that evening, focusing on an area where a ball cap was found floating on the water. Stormy weather and nightfall forced searches to break until Monday, when they used GPE coordinates from the cell phone at the time of the 911 call and weed spin data to focus efforts. The water was muddy and visibly low. The water is about 45 feet deep, and it's hard to see. You can see your hand, and that's about it. There's a lot of trees and rebar sticking up in the bottom of the water, and the divers are getting hung up on those sticks and things. It's a slow, tedious process. The men's families were in shock and struggling to comprehend the tragedy. They have a pastor there with them. Search and rescue teams from nearby Birmingham and Bonneville counties were assisting, and a four-man crew from Idaho National Army Guard was conducting a visual search from a Black Hawk helicopter. Marine deputies were boating with a cadaver-sniffing dog that might be able to detect bodies underwater. Who says dogs aren't smart? I smell dead ass under the water. Woof, 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 dead ass. Oh. All right. Just to give you a little follow-up, I did tell you about the chick, the little girl that had the lemonade stand. And the motherfucking city came along and slapped ass with a $120 ticket. Yeah. Fucking Netflix. Get the fuck
out. Wow.
Yeah, because, the shit is even going to fucking pull up. God damn it. Pull up the fucking ad. All right. Well, anyways, it apparently had a happy ending. So, goddamn shit won't motherfucking pull up for me. Okay, there we go. Sweet ending. Girl at center of lemonade stand controversy makes almost $2,000. Yeah, and she's headed to Disneyland. God damn. When Julie Murphy first decided to sell lemonade, she just wanted a little money to buy some treats. Seven-year-old's plans are a lot grander now. After county health inspectors shut down her lemonade stand last month because she didn't have a food safety license, radio station 105.1 in Les Schwab Tire Centers set her up in business for an afternoon. Now she has $1,838.31, enough to bankroll a trip to Disneyland for her mother and her at the end of this month. We just really appreciate everything that everyone did. She got her lemonade stand. She had a good experience, and that's all she wanted in the first place. And she met some really cool people. Plus, the girl gets to go on vacation that her mother, who recently got a new job, had promised earlier would happen only someday. It's a sweet ending for the two, who were threatened with a $500 fine if they didn't pack up Julie's stand at last Thursday, the Arts Fair in Northeast Portland. Multnomah County Chairman Jeff Colgan subsequently apologized and directed health inspectors to use professional discretion in enforcing food safety laws intended for adults in commercial businesses. The lemonade standoff went national as anti-government factions seized on it as a symbol of bureaucracy gone crazy. The county received more than 200 emails, mostly critical of its handling of the situation. Some people took aim at Fife for taking her daughter to a street fair to sell lemonade instead of setting up in front of her Oregon City home. That makes no fucking sense. And others criticized a general lack of common sense, saying inspectors should have treated the lemonade stand as the child-run venture that it was. The lemonade buyers know that kids' stands aren't up to professional standards, they argued. Fife and her daughter have appeared on blah, blah, blah and other news outlets, and the attention has also generated small donations and offers to sponsor a lemonade stand from people as far away as Tennessee. But the hoopla has also been overwhelming. Julie put her hands over her ears and ran out of the room when she saw herself on TV. She just isn't ready to move on with her kid stuff. Oh, she's just ready to move on with her kid stuff. Well, that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, people, there you go. That's freaking pretty nutty. But not as nutty as the UK. Yeah, people. Hanging flower baskets is branded a safety hazard. That's some real type shit. Right. All right, people, let's get into it. Come on, porn music. Don't act up now. God damn it. All right, fucking people. Shit, piss me off. This goddamn porn music don't want to fucking start. Sucks ass, man. Sucks ass, people. Anyways, Linda Martin, 68, had hung the floral displays around the center of Wilton, Wiltshire, in an attempt to brighten up the area, but she was told they must be removed as they breached health and safety rules. Officials were concerned that shoppers could bump their heads as they passed under them. The ruling followed an earlier diktat, which banned the grandmother from placing floral displays on the ground in case pedestrians tripped over them. I don't see the problem with that. You know? I don't see the problem with that. I mean, put the goddamn plants, you know, on your porch. Why you got to hang them out over the balcony where people are actually walking at? Okay. Washington Nicks on Chicks. U.S. taxpayers pay to send mosque imam to Mideast. Yeah. Well, how did he get here? Yeah. State Department officials confirmed Faisal Abdul Rauf, the imam of the so-called Ground Zero Mosque, will soon be going on a trip of the Middle East, and the U.S. government will be picking up the tab. of the planned construction of a mosque near Ground Zero in New York City has set off a contentious national debate over religious freedom in the U.S., drawing impassioned opposition from some families of the 9/11 victims who still believe that motherfucking Muslims are responsible for doing that dumb shit. Y'all got life fucked up, man. If you really believe another motherfucker is gonna come all the way from another goddamn country where they ain't got shit compared to what the United States got, and you think they gonna come over here and crash down some shit they don't even know the fuck about? This is what dumbfounds me, people. If it's fucking national terrorism, why is it motherfuckers in Pennsylvania blowing up shit? Why bitches ain't down here in Florida, Tampa, blowing up shit? You know what I'm saying? Why bitches ain't in Idaho blowing up shit? Why is it just in fucking New York City? Why bitches ain't in California blowing up the goddamn movie theaters and all that shit and all them fucking actors up there? Why bitches ain't blowing that shit up? Because Hollywood is already creating their fictitious blow-ups. Right. The fuck ever, man. Sorry, people. If y'all believe that shit, more power to you. I just, you know, hey, got condolences for the families. But, yeah, your own goddamn people did that to you. And you can't show no evidence, period, that could prove that a motherfucker could fly all the way over here, steal a goddamn 747 fucking planes and shit. And then, man, what the hell level, man? Y'all sucking on fucking poison air or something. Anyways, in New York, flight attendant flees plane via emergency slide. Okay. A frustrated JetBlue flight attendant allegedly fled his plane via emergency chute, beer in hand, after getting into a fight with a passenger and then cursing out the entire cabin over a loudspeaker. One of the passengers apparently got out of his seat to grab a bag from an overhead compartment, and they got into an argument. Damn. I'm pretty sure that's some kind of, well, I'm pretty sure they just get fired. I mean, the plane wasn't taking off, and you go ahead and use an emergency device. Right. Okay. Providence, Rhode Island. That was some really fine wine. Justice Antonin Scalia is unhurt after he tripped outside a restaurant in Providence, Rhode Island. The incident happened just after the Supreme Court justice had eaten at an Italian cafe in Providence's Federal Hill neighborhood. Scalia did not need medical assistance. Why the fuck is that in the headline? I mean, the bitch drunk or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck was that about? All right, people. That was not nutty.
That's the bad line. Be right back.
The bad line, people. That is the smoke line. Oh, not bad. All right, speaking of California, let's give you something nutty about them. It's time to abandon Earth or face extinction. People, yeah, it's time to abandon Earth, warned the world's most famous theoretical physicist. In an interview with website Big Think, Stephen Hawking warned that the long-term future of the planet is in outer space. It would be difficult enough to avoid disaster on planet Earth in the next 100 years, let alone the next 1,000 or 1,000,000. The human race shouldn't have all its eggs in one basket or on one planet, he says.
Hell. What you got your ship for?
Yeah, you know, I'm already out there, people. I don't know what the fuck they've been waiting on. I've been out here, man. It's getting lonely out here. Shit.
Behind the time.
Tell you something, man. Hey, but they'll be on, you know, sooner or later. That'll be cool to see you guys up here, too, man. In Chi-Town, old Chicago. Do not feed your kids dog food. It could make them sick.
Didn't we talk about that yesterday?
I thought we did.
Yeah.
Right. Fido's is food may be making kids sick, a government report warns, detailing the first known salmonella outbreak in humans, mostly young children linked to pet food. The outbreak sickened 79 people in 21 mostly eastern states between 2006 and 2008. Almost half of the victims were children aged 2 and younger. Dry pet foods are an under-recognized source of salmonella infections in humans, and it's likely other illnesses since they were unknowingly caused by tainted pet food. Why the fuck would people be eating some goddamn pet food? Duh, it says pet food.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I was growing up, I had a girlfriend that ate dog food, too. I was like, what are you doing? That's nasty. But she loved it. Like candy.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonder what she's eating nowadays. Right. Cincinnati. Puberty now occurring in more 7-year-old girls.
Yeah, those hormones. Not food.
You know that.
Oh,
puberty
well.
At age 7 or 8 isn't so unusual these days. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics showed that more American girls are maturing earlier and earlier. Typically, U.S. girls hit puberty around age 10 or 11. Exactly what this shift means for girls isn't clear yet, either on a group or individual level. But there are budding concerns. For instance, studies have linked an early start to menstruation with an elevated risk of breast cancer. People, that means they're killing your kids young.
Exactly. And why isn't it affecting the boys like that? What's up with that?
Probably because we don't eat.
What hormones are they
like
putting in there?
Women.
Hormones?
You know what I'm saying? And that is weird. You don't see, you know, big-ass dudes and shit walking around, but you damn sure see a goddamn 11-year-old or a 8-year-old looking like a 11-year-old, 11-year-old looking like she's 16, 16 looking like she's fucking 25.
What does that do to the male hormones? I want to know if they're putting so many female hormones in there.
I don't think they're doing shit. I think they're putting degrowth hormones. Well, motherfucking dudes can't fully mature, you know what I'm saying? And they maturing all late and shit. Motherfuckers 30 reaching their puberty and shit. God damn. Yeah.
Pretty
we're in Austria. Yeah.
Money, money, money. It's all about the money.
Know that. Women in tight shorts advertise pork knuckles.
Alrighty.
What the fuck is pork knuckles? All
you
right.
know, like pig feet, pork knuckles?
Oh, okay. Austrian advertising watchdogs are being asked to ban yet another so-called sexist advertisement that this time shows women wearing tight shorts in an effort to beef up specials such as pork knuckles at a local restaurant. The advert with the caption, "Hot and crispy with nice dumplings," has Social Democrat politician Nikki Solars seeking to ban the Pork Knuckles Tuesday campaign for the VIP Rossifers Rossbrau restaurant. Yeah, I keep trying to say that a few times. In Salzburg, because it is sexist, dumplings is an Austrian slang term for women's breasts. Wow. And I thought you were talking about actual dumplings. Yeah. See, I guess I'm pretty fucking American, am I? Yeah. Alrighty then.
Love those dumplings.
Gotta love those dumplings. Yeah. That is weird, though. You know what I'm saying? How other countries would, you know what I'm saying? You could misuse, you know what I'm saying, words and shit. You wouldn't even know. Yeah.
It's
you're
like
talking about breasts. Huh?
Just like hand gestures. It can mean different things.
I Oh, yeah, man, you gotta love those Capri Suns right there, people. Thank it, girl, thank it. Shelly K in the background, people, doing her tribute to Phyllis Hyman.
Love her music.
Yeah, she got a beautiful voice. All right, what did I didn't read? I think we're all out of Nutty News, people. I'm trying to find something else. But
out of Nutty News?
I believe we are up to date with the headlines. Let's see. Did I read, I didn't beat my wife? It was a traditional dance. I guess not, because hey. Or what about wife, man arrested after wife writes to Obama asking for help?
Haven't heard that.
Okay, what about man sleeps for 6 months, awake for 6 months?
No, haven't heard that.
Alrighty then. We're in London then, people, where a Chinese man has puzzled doctors with an incredible condition that sees him sleep for 6 months of the year and stay awake for the rest of it. Lai Ziming's family has to look after the 74-year-old throughout the entire time he's asleep. They said they have to make him sit and feed him warm soup. They also have to make him wear a diaper because he doesn't even wake up to go to the bathroom. And then when he wakes up, he doesn't sleep for 6 months. Damn. Might want to take your ass to Alaska, homie. Yeah, see if that helps you out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, anyways. In New York, like I said before, man arrested after wife writes to Obama asking for help. Probably because, yeah, you dumbass, you shouldn't write to a fucking Obama instead of writing to your goddamn senators and your goddamn city. Nah, whatever, I already get to that shit. Not everyone expects a response when they write a letter to the president. But Carolyn Jamieson got much more than she expected when her husband ended up in a jail and afraid he would be deported. Jamieson wrote President Barack Obama because her husband was facing deportation to his native Cameroon. They never received a direct response to the letter, but they did get two Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officers waiting outside their East Village Manhattan apartment. Yeah, he was taken to Hudson County Correctional Center in New Jersey. Dumbass. Fuck, dumbass. Boy, people do stupid ass shit. Yeah.
The time.
Huh? I'm just saying, that's just some dumbass shit. See? Hey, shouts out to whoever's in the chat room. Sorry I can't be in the chat room. Blog Talk Radio has officially screwed me over today and added to the drama. And therefore, I'm not able to get into the chat. So, yeah. If you would like to chat with me, you can chat on the front show page. Go down to the bottom because I am in the exec chat. Well, I was until this punk shit keeps signing me out. All right.
Call in.
Or just call in. That'll be better. 347-237-5125. Conversate live. Salamu. Salamu. And Abadi Ghani. All right. Did you hear about this in the headlines? The dude that learned, wife learns of husband's second wedding on Facebook. Y'all didn't hear about that? I mean, they had this dumb shit all over the news.
Oh, yeah, the blonde chick that...
Man, how the fuck ever, man. Yeah, the dread of the unknown hung in the air as Lynn France typed two words into the search box on Facebook. The name of the woman with whom she believed her husband was having an affair. Click, and there it was. The stuff of nightmares for any spouse. Cuckolded or not. Wedding photos at Disney World, no less, featuring her husband literally dressed as Prince Charming. His new wife, a pretty blonde, was a glowing sleeping beauty surrounded by footmen. Oh. But, I mean, when you read into it, the dude's like, yeah, well, you know, I did marry the bitch, but, I mean, the goddamn paperwork wasn't right. So, we ain't fucking technically, we ain't married. So, you know, shit. Bitch. Fuck her. Anyways, she be alright, shit. Anyways, we're in New Zealand. Alright, shout out to little Lola out there. We're in Hawera, New Zealand, that is, where I didn't beat my wife. It was a traditional dance.
What?
Yeah. A Turkish man living in New Zealand said allegations he beat his wife were the result of a police misunderstanding, a traditional dance. Okay. Alatin Khan said the reported hitting, kicking and strangling, a witness reported him perpetrating on his wife, Elamas, were simulated moves that comprised part of the dance. Okay. I don't know how you guys do it in Turkish, but Turkey, but yeah, we don't even demonstrate down here like that, because not going to land you in prison, or at least jail. Yeah. Well, in Bethlehem, TWP, Pennsylvania, I don't know what the TWP stands for, but okay.
Pennsylvania?
Woman dressed in, yeah.
That's where Easy is from?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Is he in there?
Let me check.
You can
tell
what the
hell
TWP is. We got in their bridge. Who's chilling on the bridge? Anybody?
Phone. Chilling on the bridge.
Y'all forget, man, one. Who?
Goofy Bone.
Oh, okay. Well, don't forget 186 Goose, live on your Blog Talk Radio dial. Probably going to be coming up right after this. I'm pretty sure he's back in the swing of things. Since he's been fired. And, yeah. He gets fired on his day off for stealing boxes. I'm just bullshit, people. Just bullshit. But, anyways. A woman who police said dressed as a clown and robbed a bank in Northampton County is in custody. The holdup happened at the KNBT Bank on Freemansburg Avenue in Bethlehem Township. Moments later, a bystander reported seeing the woman changing her clothes in a car. Instead of getting the fuck away, you dumbass broad.
Whoa. This was in a clown suit?
In a clown suit.
Yeah, I heard that one yesterday.
Oh,
so now we really run out of nutty news.
I mean, that is... Yeah, alright. We got one more, people. Last one. We're in the Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona, people. Where a tourist falls into Grand Canyon while taking...
Years.
Pictures. Wow. A French tourist has survived a 75-foot fall off the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Witnesses say the 18-year-old man reportedly slipped while taking pictures near the rim. Park rangers received a report of a man falling over the edge of Mother Point, which is a short walk behind the South Rims' visitor center. Damn.
You won't be doing that again.
But why would you be standing on the foot? They would do some stupid shit.
Well, he will. He didn't have any sustainable injuries.
I just want to get a closer look.
He didn't have any serious injury whatsoever, so he might do it again.
He could have took pictures along the way then.
I hope he did.
Paramedics rappelled down to the man's take to the man. Oh, wait. What? Paramedics rappelled down to the man's location, found him conscious, and stabilized him so he could be airlifted out of the canyon and transported by ambulance. Park officials say the man, whose name and hometown had not been released, was treated for wrist, ankle, and neck injuries. But, yeah, didn't receive pretty much any. Yeah. Hey, nah, this is a comment left. I thought they were all staying away because of SB 1070. Yeah, I bet one French tourist spends 10 times more than one Mexican tourist. I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean, but okay. In cop-related news, three officers killed in head-on collision. Yeah. Wow. Car carrying three Northern Arizona detention officers collided head-on with a pickup truck early Saturday morning, shearing off the top of the vehicle and killing all three. Arizona Department of Public Safety spokesman Bart Graves says the driver of the heavy-duty pickup truck was airlifted to Phoenix Hospital in extremely critical condition. Graves, which is a fucked-up name, says it's unclear if either driver is at fault and that heavy rain may have been a factor in the horrific crash. Oh, man. The Yavapai County detention officers were on their way to work at a jail in Camp Verde, a small town about 70 miles north of Phoenix. No one involved in the crash has been identified. Damn. Oh, that's fucked up. Dam bladder removal begun. Okay. What is that? Staycations, protesters boost hotels. Right. Wells suffers injury, carted off field. Benny Wells injures his ribs at practice. And these are just some headlines I'm reading. Cardinals working with reconfigured offensive line. ASU still searching for starting quarterback. So if anybody's out there looking for what the fuck ever. All right, people, and that will almost do it until Mr. Goofy Bone has chimed in. And we'll beam him up.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Oh. Hey, get your ass up.
Tell this guy to pick me up.
You know what I'm saying? God damn it.
He's gone soft on us like some school boy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, my bad. What happened, Captain?
1 minute.
What's up, homie?
Oh, well, not really, but we got a few minutes.
Hey, man, what were you reading about me? They caught me on Facebook getting married.
Oh, that was you.
The Miss Computer Lady caught me.
I thought that was, you know what I mean?
Where did you read that at?
No, that was about, what was that?
The Netherlands. And in Rotterdam, somebody at a train station was running around naked. And then the police came, he jumped onto the tracks, over the tracks where electricity was at. And he started hitting his dick against the metro. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. What the hell?
According to the police, they couldn't talk to the guy. Well, what do you know? No shit.
Yeah, I'm saying, did it shock him?
No. He was lucky because he jumped over the bars where the electricity is at. He jumped over to the middle. But because of precautions, they decided to take the power off.
Oh.
And there he was. Yeah,
banging the old whacker against the train tracks. Alrighty then.
Wait a minute, you bang your old whacker against the electricity train tracks? No. Against the metro that was on top of it. You were hitting the dick against it.
Yeah, like, okay.
Now, people, I do crazy things, but I don't hit my schlong against some motherfucking metro train tracks and all that other
Yeah,
thing.
You hit that one against other things.
Yeah. Once again, no one else hit me.
How about the police pull up last night? Let me tell you how crooked these motherfuckers is. Same motherfucker that took me to jail for arresting them and shit, right? And I do got an open case with the ACLU. I got to call the guy, matter of fact, because I got to fax him over my damn police arrest report. But anyways, the same cops came up into the club last night, pulled into the parking lot, went searched around this dude's car, didn't find anything, walked inside the club, pulled the man outside the club, illegally questioned him about whatever, said they apparently saw him. Now, they ain't never been by this club period. Said they saw him doing something. They ain't tell you what. All right. After they let the man go and continue to search other people around the area, and this is like eight officers now. You got two police undercover cars. They had a 2010 Ford F-150 with four officers in one, and then they had a 2010 Saturn or some shit with four officers in that shit. Now, these crony-ass gangbuster motherfuckers are just riding around, you know what I'm saying, vigilante jumping out on people. And motherfuckers wonder why bitches open up and shoot their motherfucking ass. Because after they pulled off the lot and didn't make no arrests and didn't find anything, you know what I'm saying, of probable cause to even be on the goddamn property, period, they stopped and looked at a car that was back then a little further off the lot that had nothing to do with nothing before they decided to go ahead and pull off. And this is why I tell people you have to have cameras, people. I mean, if you live in a neighborhood that is you know, plagued with motherfucking police abuse, brutality, and just plain out ignorance, you got to have a fucking camera. You need to make the shit known. Don't be trying to hide, you know what I'm saying, behind walls and shit. You let that shit be known that you motherfucking filming these sons of bitches. And that's the problem. They don't understand that, you know, everything that you do is under somebody's eye. Even though we got Google Worldview, so really I don't understand how motherfuckers sit up here and say that they don't have no video of the crime. Because if you got a satellite up here that's recording all these images, why the fuck isn't somebody going to Google Worldview and running back that goddamn footage? Or murders that happen outside, or call anything that's related outside, if you got Google Worldview that can beam all the way down to our present location and see what the fuck is going on in the streets, why the fuck ain't people or law enforcement agencies going to Google to look at their footage and to see what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, who the suspect is? Come on now.
Because it's only a moment take. They take pictures and they move on.
Oh, hell no, nah, man. That shit was Google Worldview. A lady said that they took over 17,000 photos of her one time. Of her just sitting outside or throughout the day. They actually followed her throughout the day.
Was she naked?
And recorded these images. Nah, she wasn't naked. It just so happens they was following her around. And she didn't even know why, you know what I'm saying? She didn't even know until she started doing, like I say, you got to do a search on yourself. You do a search on yourself and watch how many places you are inadvertently on the goddamn internet that you didn't even have shit to do with. I mean, I'm on the internet on shit that I never even heard of. Yeah, and I'm the author of shit, and I'm this and I'm that. I ain't even do none of that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, gotta be careful, people, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking identity theft is at an all-time goddamn high, especially down here.
That's why I don't use my name, people.
In the States, it's at an all-time fucking high.
If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Exactly.
You know, shit. It's not a fucking laugh a matter.
1 minute.
Well, I mean, I've been mistaken for a 300-pound, 6'7" individual. I've been mistaken for a 5'2", 200-something-pound individual from New York City, light skinned. You know what I'm saying? I've been motherfucking mistaken for a nigga that's got a prison record longer than the law allows. I mean, this is all the people that have stolen my identity. You know what I'm saying? And actually this is family that have used my motherfucking identity. You know what I'm saying? And really got my name fucked up to the point where, yeah, I had to go down and damn near expunge my goddamn identity just, you know what I'm saying, just to protect my shit. I mean, it's serious as fuck, man. So people be talking about, oh, let me use your ID to go to the club, girl. All right. No, let me get your reuse your ID to get in. All right. You think that shit is cool if you want to. A bitch will take your ID and take your whole fucking life over. And won't even give a fuck about it. And put you through hell and high water just to get out of it. Because that's what they did for me. Put me through hell and high water to get out of that shit. So, anyways, people, we are done with the show, people. Yeah, I know you're angry. I know. I'm sorry. But
yeah, can we get a happy note here?
Huh?
Can we get a happy note here?
Yeah, this is the happy note. Gray Fox, goddammit.
Oh, fuck you. I haven't heard this one in a long time.
Yeah. And you know I can't find this goddamn track, man.
You better find that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know where this goddamn track is at. But this is Dead Dollar Records, people. Gray Fox. It's called Leaving, man. Because we leaving, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? This has been another time to Master a Language Tuesday. Swahili. And,
Arrivederci.
Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday's workout with Captain Buff So Good. It's going to be live, people. Let's y'all tune in and check that shit out. Much love to Goofy Bone, Side Night, Miss Heavenly Angel, and everybody that's listening in the archives, PSN Radio, and all around the world. And I mean the world. Peace.
This time, you say that you love me, oh, but then you bring on those changes that leave me wondering.
You ain't got a show today?
Nah, I got a job interview.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, be blessed on that, homie.
Thanks, homeboy.
You ain't getting the job.
You better find this motherfucking song for me.
Yeah. God damn it. Alright, I'm out. For the second time.
This is another Dead Dollar Record production. Great box.
Put your hands in the air, where the gangsters at?